Then you said you want to tell us how you met Frank, how you met your husband? Because you said you and Frank went to Circle in 1956?
Fall of 1956, yeah. We met here in Fairbanks and married and had two daughters when we went to Circle. And we were just going to run the store. Wilbur needed someone to take care of the store. There was nobody there, and he didn't like it. So we went over there in November of 56. And we walked into it, and there was nobody had been there. The post office was sitting empty. The fellow that had it had left weeks before. So we went in, and Frank took over, straightened out, and got things straightened out with the post office. And we ran the store, and then we stayed until October the following year, and I was pregnant again for the third time. So we'd come back to Fairbanks, and then we had, Bobby was born then, November of 57. And then Wilbur, really, he didn't want it. He wanted to sell it. So then we went back in that following summer, and we bought the store from Wilbur and moved back to Circle and stayed there until we sold in 77. And when we moved to Central in 77.
Well, maybe you could describe what the store looked like during those years, the 20 years that you were running it.
What it looked like? Well, just a basic little trading post that had everything that you would need, because at that time the roads were not kept open during the winter, and the mail plane came in once a week, if then, depending on weather. So we carried pretty much everything everybody would need, like this tape recorder here. Well, back then the radios were so big, the batteries were about that size you had to have to run your radio. awful lot of dry goods. Depended on dry goods, dried apples, and that was the big thing. Dried breads, pilot breads, and things that they still use now when people go out. And